What are you doing on this day where you decide all of a sudden you're listening to some show, then you're going to call in and, I guess, defend yourself? What were you doing? How'd you know the mayor was on? Tell us how. Set up the whole day.
Okay, well, some people called me. They said, listen, would you like to call the mayor and blindside him a little bit?
Did you know the mayor was on?
Yes.
You knew he was on.
They said, look, is he going to take my call? And they said, look, we're going to try. We'll try to get you on. I said, all right. Sure than hell, they call me up. They go, look, you can get in on the mayor. I said, great. I said, I'd like to speak to him. Boom. I call up, right? And he was very upset. He said, he asked me, he said, did you call my wife a racist? I said, I'll tell you exactly what happened. I didn't want to say.
Sid did.
I said, I didn't want to mention Bernie. I said, because I don't throw people under the bus. That's me. You know, but I said, I was on a talk show. And they asked me, is this racism? And I said, it sure looks like it. So I guess I did. Yes, I said yes, I did. So now thinking about it, I thought about it. I apologized to his wife, the first lady. I said, okay, I don't know what's inside her heart. Maybe I was really upset. I was mad. I was really upset. So then I thought about it. Okay, it's not racism. I give her that. I was wrong to call her a racist. But what is it then? I just wanted an explanation. If it's not racism, okay. But then what was it? How could you person who got double the amount of votes you just cast aside, Mother Cabrini? That's all I want to know. Explain it to me. Phil, do you have an answer, what do you think it is?
Listen, I will say, go ahead, Phil.
Well, I think there's an implicit bias against Catholics and Italians in that decision. When you look at it, the whole process of she built New York, who would fit that definition better than Mother Cabrini? I mean, she built orphanages, she built hospitals, she built schools. And the other women are undoubtedly deserving, but no one comes close to achieving what Mother Cabrini did.
And the fact is that the other women that she selected were women of color.
Yes.
Mother Cabrini happens to be a Caucasian. And if it was Giuliani and his wife, and let's say Shirley Chisholm won the vote, a black lady, and Mrs. Giuliani said, no, we're not going to pick Shirley Chisholm. We're going to pick seven white ladies instead. They would accuse her of racism. They wouldn't even say implicit bias. They'd say racism. And that's what you have to factor. Now, nobody knows, as Chaz says, what was in her heart.
No.
But, I mean, you can't connect dots and infer things.
Well, Jane Jacobs came in second, and she was excluded also. Bella Abzug was in the top 10, and she was excluded.
Really? Well, she should be excluded.
but you just wonder how that decision was made.
Right.
Right. So all I'm asking for, and the mayor says, all you had to do was pick up a phone and call me. Well, we sent a letter.
I asked for a meeting.
We asked for a meeting. We didn't get a meeting. We sent a letter, and we got a form letter. And two other people sent letters, and they got the same letter. Mm-hmm. So all three of us got the same form letter. Now the mayor says, well, she'll come in on the second round. We're going to talk about it.
There's not going to be a second round.
But there was never a second round.
Right.
He's only saying there's a second round because we put up such a stink about this. So, again, I do apologize to the first lady. And I was wrong because I was very emotional. But all I'm asking for is an explanation.
That's fair. And I would ask you this. You're no fan of the mayor. You can't stand him. Once again, I'm putting words in your mouth.
You know, you're putting words in my mouth.
You are.
Sid.
No. Hold on.
Sid, you're putting words in my mouth.
I would never do that.
The fact is, he did try to take down a Columbus statue in Columbus Circle. Right. We don't like that.
No, that was wrong.
But do you feel any better about the mayor now that you had this conversation with him? Now you spoke to the
mayor.
Yes,
I do feel better.
So now you feel
good
about it. So now you think he's a great mayor.
You know, Sid, stop it, Sid.
I'll tell you what.
Will you stop it,
Chaz Palminteri?
You got me once. You're not going to get me again.
You know what Chaz is wearing right now on his head? An NYPD hat.
That's right.
That's where he's coming from.